All right, go ahead, Zach.
All right, so we are on the street at 8th Avenue and 23rd Street, and the Poor People's March to Save Our Lives has turned the corner and is moving up 8th Street now, which is in the direction of Madison Square Garden. The police have formed a cordon. They're basically a very loose sort of buffer zone between the sidewalk and the road. It's not clear that they're actually trying to keep people from entering the march. But throughout the march, they have been actually sectioning off any cross streets. And it's been pretty easy for people to get in and out of the march, but they're trying to keep, like, large groups of people from joining and leaving the march. The march continues to be very long. There's about, it's probably 4 or 5 blocks long. It seems like it's getting longer and longer as it goes. It's picking up people from the street. The police presence is continually increasing with extra cars and extra bikes and extra mopeds, and there's a couple helicopters overhead. But the police continue to be incredibly cooperative. They're very laid back. I'm looking at several right now. They're all just kind of hanging out. They look pretty relaxed. There's really no tension in the air at all here. There's people freely walking back and forth in the streets. There's reporters by the hundreds in the streets ahead of the march, just sort of watching it all go down, and that's the situation right now.
Great. Do you have any idea how much longer the march is going to be going on?
I assume that it's heading towards Madison Square Garden, which at this point is, I believe, at 34th Street, and we're at 25th Street now.
Uh-huh.
So we've just got a few more blocks to go before we get there. I don't know what's going to happen when we do. One thing we're very interested in is the police have been very helpful in coordinating traffic for the march and, protecting the marchers and the traffic from each other and escorting the march. But there's got to be a point where this march breaks up, and I don't know if it's going to de-escalate, if the leaders are going to ask people, the leaders of the march are going to ask people to disperse at a certain point, or whether people will try to hold the space until the police force them to disperse,
mm-hmm.
or if the police will just wait them out. I mean, there's many different possibilities. We just don't know what will happen yet.
All right, you want to tell me a little bit about what are some of the kinds of people that you're seeing in the march?
Sure, yeah. The march it's a much more spirited and sort of excited crowd than we've seen in past marches. The other marches were very much focused on the anti-war agenda of a lot of the really big protest groups. This group is organized around issues of homelessness and health care and things like that. And what? And education. A lot of the chants are things like, give me some examples, some chants here. I'm blanking on it. We're both blanking on chants, but they've been focused around like the need for housing and reform on healthcare and things like this. So,
but
yeah, there's been military state stuff too. So anyway, as far as the folks in the march, leading the march are a contingent of disabled and deaf activists. So there's a whole bunch of people in wheelchairs and people with shirts saying that they are deaf. That's leading the march. There's really a lot of different folks here. There's a lot of, you see folks of various ethnicities. This is definitely the most sort of mixed ethnicity march that we've seen. It was very sort of white, we were noticing the other day at the anti-war march. There is a large number of, it was mostly college students, mostly white, mostly younger. This march has, it's fewer people. It's probably 5,000 people as opposed to the, million that we had the other day. But it's definitely a much more diverse march, much more spirited march, and much more focused on domestic issues and a variety of domestic issues.
Great. Anything else you want to add?
That's all I've got for now. We'll call back when we get closer to Madison Square Garden and we know what's actually going on there.
Great.
But, one other thing is just to note is, people are really spread out in front of the march right now, so it seems like it will basically be impossible for the police, if the police even wanted to do anything about this march. The people have basically taken all of 8th Avenue at this point. The march is a compact little unit, but it's back about 5 blocks from the spread out people that are both in front and behind the march. So it's a pretty interesting scene. It's almost like, the streets are just closed down and there's people hanging out on it just here on 8th Avenue.
Great.
So that's the situation.
Excellent.
All right.
Well, we'll look forward to your next call.
All right, thanks. Bye.
All right, bye.